dictation for Sheryl, Sheryl Rutherford, Rutherford, January 1st, 49, addresses a letter, Mrs. Macht, MACHTNP, 463-1534. Dear Mrs. Mack, consultation for Cheryl, who has progressive renal failure. Within the last couple of years, she has history of Crohn's disease, coronary artery disease. She thinks that her weight and appetite presently is stable. No vomiting, dysphagia. Has chronic diarrhea for years without any bleeding. Sometimes to the point of incontinence of stools. No changes in urination, good output, good amount, nocturia 3 times, but no infection, cloudiness of blood, or incontinence of urine. There is minor edema lower extremities, denies any neuropathy, numbness, tingling, burning. No gross claudication symptoms. No recent chest pain. Follows with cardiology. Dr. Watson, Watson, has a chronic back pain without radiation, denies the use of anti-inflammatory agents, also has a shoulder discomfort, uses Tylenol number 3, no palpitation syncope, some degree of dyspneic activity, not at rest, no purulent material hemoptysis, no oxygen or inhalers, no gross orthopnea PND. Next paragraph, her past medical history for Crohn's disease, hypertension, coronary artery disease with a prior 3-vessel bypass 2010, followed by a stent 2012, 4 bowel surgeries, small bowel resection, 2 C-sections, denies history of event thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, TIS, stroke, chronic liver disease or hepatitis. No kidney stones. Pneumonia within the last few months, despite completed vaccines and 2 boosters, problems with biliary stones, University of Michigan, requiring a stent, ERCP, complications with bleeding, requiring blood transfusion, next paragraph, surgeries for the coronary artery disease, 3-vessel bypass, 1 stent, 4 small bowel resections, 2 C-sections, bilateral lens implant, tonsils adenoids, 3 back surgeries, repair of femoral artery at the times of complications of the cardiac cath, went to University of Michigan, a number of skin cancers, squamous cell basal. Next paragraph, side effects to fenofibrate, muscle relaxant, skelaxin, S-K-E-L-A-X-I-N, as well as azulfidine. Next paragraph, medications include Lomodol, Prednisone, Metoprolol, Plavix, Pepcid, Dicyclomine, Thyroid Replacement, Pravacol, Nitrates, Vitamins, vitamin D, Humira, H-U-M-I-R-A, and B12 injections. Next paragraph. She used to be an assistant to Dr. Chesin, C-H-E-S-I-N, a retired nurse. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight 106, blood pressure 150 over 60 on the right, 140, 60 over 60 on the left, short stature, quite awake, alert, oriented, and free, good historian, no gross respiratory distress, evidence of osteoporosis, kyphosis, pallor of the skin, no gross jaundice diagnosis, no local iral wheezes, no arrhythmia, no pericardial rap, no palpable thyroid lymph nodes, no gross carotid bruise, JBV, no abdominal distension, ascites, tenderness, or masses, no major edema, no focal deficit. Next paragraph. Chemistry, creatinine between 0.9 to 1 until January 2019. There were no blood tests since then until October of 2022. With a creatinine of 1.5 in two opportunities, normal sodium potassium, metabolic acidosis between 17-19 with a high chloride 110-111, probably from diarrhea, and normal albumin calcium, minor increase of AST, ALT, which is not new. Other liver function tests are not elevated. Does have anemia around 10.4 with a normal white blood cell, normal platelet count, MCV of 86, increased RDW of 16. He lasts ferritin low 58 with a saturation 22% October. Chronically anemia and metabolic acidosis, last vitamin D25 normal at 33, TSH suppressed at 0.32 for a lower normal on the lab 0.46, however, free T4 was normal. Next paragraph. A PTH in 2021 elevated at 73. Coronavirus in October 2022. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Likely chronic kidney disease. She has chronic diarrhea from Crohn's disease and bowel surgeries, but she is careful to keep hydration. Blood pressure appears to be in the upper side, not actually low. Nothing to suggest hypovolemia. Kidney ultrasound is going to be requested to assess for asymmetry and potential urinary retention. Avoid anti-inflammatory agents. We'll see what the urine sample shows in terms of blood protein or cells to suggest if there is any alternative disease. I do not see any nephrotoxic agents. Blood pressure in the office is in the upper side. We will monitor over time. Reviewing records, she has osteoporosis and kyphosis, secondary hyperparathyroidism, likely represented chronic diarrhea and renal failure. The recent complications of biliary stones with question obstruction, with prior gallbladder surgery. We'll see what the new chemistries and ultrasound shows. Further advice to follow, end of dictation.